Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Today is the summer solstice, also known as the first day of summer. Inmates in prison in Berlin generated almost 1.7 million euros last year. However, the costs for employment are many times higher than the revenues, as stated by the Senate administration, adding, per a spokesman, that the work of prisoners does not generate profits. That is not the goal. Prisoners repair shoes, cars and bicycles, or upholster sofas, wash clothes, and print brochures. Along with the employment, they should also learn a structured daily routine and become, quote, fit for the time after imprisonment. There are currently around 4,000 offenders in prison. By 2017, about 1 in 3 of the detained criminals were employed in one of the Berlin prison operations. In the Moabit, Hadering, Plötzensee, and Frauengefängnis, or women's prison, institutions, companies can have orders processed from outside. The salary in prison this year is between €9.87 and €16.44 per day, depending on the level of difficulty and qualification. The consumer authorities are warning against a certain batch of organic eggs because of possible salmonella contamination. Affected are 10 and 6 egg packs of the company Eifrisch Vermarktungs from Lund in Lower Saxony, with the best before date from July 3, 2018 to July 7, 2018. With the batch number 0DE0356331. It was said on Tuesday on the portal Lebensmittelwarnung.de, which is operated by the federal states and the Federation. The eggs are available at supermarkets Penny, Kaufland, Aldi Nord, Aldi Süd, Real, Lidl, and Netto. According to the information, the federal states of Baden-Württemberg, Brandenburg, Hesse, Lower Saxony, North Rhine-Westphalia, Schleswig-Holstein are affected. The warning strike of student workers at Berlin's universities will be extended for another week. As of now, the strike, which began on June 4th, will last until June 29th. The reason? It was cited that the employer's side had still not offered a date for further negotiations, although both sides had gotten closer again last Friday during a meeting with the State Secretary for Science, Stefan Kroch, of the SPD. The Municipal Employers Association could not initially be reached for a statement. The wage dispute is about an increase in hourly wages. The two sides did not agree recently on the demanded linking of salaries to the wage development of other university employees. Since the beginning of the year, the total of 8,000 student employees have been called upon to resign several times. After performing an illegal circumcision on his son, a 52-year-old father was sentenced to 10 months probation by the Tiergarten District Court on Wednesday. He must also pay his son 7,500 euros in damages for pain and suffering. The district court found that Francisco S. had his 9-year-old son circumcised without the mother's consent and without preparing the child. For the surgery in his Reinickendorf apartment, the man hired 2 professional circumcisers who were not doctors and only anesthetized the child locally. The child suffered from a post-traumatic stress disorder for a long time as a result. Judge Bjorn Daniel said that through the man's behavior, a very dark shadow has fallen on a little child's soul. The Angolan father of the child tried to explain the background of circumcision by stating that it would be normal in his country and a ritual for purification, and that it had been wrong not to talk at length with the mother and the child. But he had hired 2 professionals who knew their trade. Francisco S. did not reveal the names of the accomplices until today. The boy was in psychological treatment for months after the procedure. Increased aggressiveness and a post-traumatic stress disorder had been diagnosed in the 9-year-old. Shortly after the crime, the accused father lost custody and since then has only a right of contact. The judge emphasized the defendant should not commit a crime during the 3 years probation, otherwise he would have to serve the sentence in prison. He also pointed out that irregular support payments for the children could also mean that he will have to go to jail. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.